Let's just begin to worship the name of the Lord this evening. I can feel the presence of God in this service this evening. Let's appreciate God for His presence. Let's appreciate God for His presence. Let's give Him all the praise and glory. Thank you, Father, for your presence in this service this evening. We appreciate you for what you have said to do. Thank you for your word, O Lord. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory, Lord. Be thou exalted, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's ask God that God visit us again in this service. Send me my own word, Lord, the word of salvation, the word of deliverance, that word that will transform me. Send it to me, O Lord, this hour, that word that will increase my faith in you. Let that word come my way, O Lord. Do that which no man can do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, divine, we thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory, Lord. Blessed be your name, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we take our seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. This evening I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for this great privilege that God has given unto me to stand before the people of God to bring the teaching for this midweek service unto us. And I want to appreciate God's servant, our Father in the house, for this great privilege this evening. I pray that the grace of God upon his life and upon his ministry will walk through me today, and each and every one of us shall be blessed in this service in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever may be the expectation of anyone in this service, I see God turning them into testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This evening, we are going to continue in our teaching series that is captioned Understanding the Mystery of Faith. But before we go into that, let's remind ourselves of the prophetic focus for the month of April. The prophetic focus for this month is captioned, Faith Still Works Wonders Today. Let's say it together, Faith Still Works Wonders Today. My prayer is that as we put our faith to work this month, it shall work wonders for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Our teaching series is Understanding the Mystery of Faith. And we are going to be looking at the part two of that series, Understanding the Mystery of Faith. The word of God speaks in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9. It says, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. That tells us that faith is a mystery. That declares to us that faith is a mystery. And the understanding of the mystery of faith is the greatest discovery in the adventure of any believer. The understanding of the mystery of faith is the greatest discovery that any believer can make in life. The question is, what is mystery? If we say faith is a mystery, understanding of what mystery is will help us to understand how or why we say faith is a mystery. According to our mama, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo, she defined mystery as simply meaning hidden truth that one only gets to know by divine revelation. Hidden truth that one only gets to know by divine revelation. Faith is a mystery because its outcome defies explanation and it arouses curiosity. Faith is a mystery because when it's put to work, the result of it cannot be explained. It's inexplicable and it arouses some kind of curiosity. And that was what happened to the woman with the issue of blood. If we read the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 43 to 48, in verse 44 of it, Bible says, came behind him. That was talking about that woman with the issue of blood. He says, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, her issue of blood stanched. Immediately, her issue of blood stop. Who can correlate touching a cloth to touching to receiving a miracle? The woman only touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and a miracle was established. That is confirming to us that faith is a mystery. It cannot be explained. Anything that we experience in life that we are able to say, yes, we can give explanation to, then it's not yet a mystery. But when we begin to look for explanation for it and we cannot find it, then it becomes a mystery. And that is what happened to this woman with the issue of blood. We also need to understand that every covenant of scripture is for the benefit of every believer. Covenant of good health, covenant of long life, covenant of wealth, covenant of peace, all of them, they are all for our benefit as children of God. And the good news this evening to each and every one of us is that there is no covenant of scripture that has the devil in the equation for delivery. There is no covenant. When we talk of covenant of wealth, when we talk of covenant of peace, when we talk of covenant of long life, devil has no part in it for it to deliver. Because it is God's agenda. Every covenant of scripture is only deliverable by faith. And faith is that spiritual force that moves the hand of God to perform his agenda. It is important for us to know that whenever faith comes alive, victory comes alive. When faith is activated, victory is also activated. You cannot be a man and a woman of faith and be a victim for the devil. You cannot be a man and a woman of faith and be a failure in life. When your faith is put to work, victory is coming along. And I pray in this prophetic season, each and every one of us shall experience victory as we put our faith to work in the mighty name of Jesus. Anytime faith fails, I like our pastor, Pastor Akinbade, he mentioned it this morning and I put it down. Anytime faith fails, life is put to risk. Anytime faith fails, life is put to risk. That is why it's very important for you and I to ensure that we guard our faith with all diligence so that we will not be pulled down. I pray none of us will be pulled down in the mighty name of Jesus. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Even our faith. And Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Every evil arrow the enemy is throwing towards us, when our faith is activated, then we can quench all those evil darts. I pray no evil darts of the enemy will come near anyone in this assembly in the mighty name of Jesus. When we engage wholeheartedly with the covenant of scripture, delivery is guaranteed, the devil notwithstanding. When we engage wholeheartedly, when I say wholeheartedly, we engage sincerely, we engage faithfully, we put ourselves in the position of whatever the word of God says I should do is what I'm going to do, then delivery of whatever that commandment, that prophecy carries, is guaranteed, the devil notwithstanding. Why? Isaiah chapter 14 verse 24 says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand." And Psalm 89 verse 4 also says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips." God is faithful. Hallelujah. As long as our obedience of faith is in place, regarding the covenant of scripture, the devil is completely out of equation. What the devil does is to bring fear. The opposite of faith is fear. When fear comes, faith disappears. And that is what the devil does every time to stop our blessing. But when we ensure that we obey what the word of God says, we activate our faith by taking the step concerning the covenant of the scripture, the devil is completely erased from the equation. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, the word of God says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all the commandment which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth." But this is on the premise, on the condition of, if you will hearken diligently, if you will obey, if you are going to do. When we do everything that the word of God commands, victory is certain. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 16 to 6 also says, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all the disobedience when your obedience is what? Full. When your obedience is full. When our obedience is full, everything that has to do with disobedience, everything that has to do with the operation of the devil in our lives, they all disappear. Hebrews 10 verse 38 says, "Now the just shall live by what? By faith." The just shall live by faith. That means the unjust shall live by what? By fear. Anyone living an unjust life, that kind of person will be full of fear. But if you are a just person, if you are a righteous person, then you shall live by faith. When we talk about faith, what is then faith? Faith is the most potent and unstoppable force in the world of the spirit. And whatever cannot stop the way against our God cannot stop the way against faith from accomplishing its purpose. Whatever cannot stop our God cannot stop our faith from accomplishing its mission. Faith taps, one good thing about faith is that faith taps into the power of God to deliver our desire. Faith taps into the power of God to deliver our desire. In Mark chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And Mark chapter 10 verse 27 also says, Jesus looking upon them said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are what? All things are possible." There is nothing impossible with God. Everything with God is possible. So we need to believe this. We need to have that strong faith in the word of the Lord. And I pray that God of heaven will give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Strong faith allays fear. Therefore, it confers dominion on the redeemed. Strong faith, that means strong faith puts fear at rest. Strong faith takes fear out of equation and bringing dominion upon believers. When we read the book of Matthew chapter 8 verse 23 to 27, talking about the disciples when they were with Jesus Christ in the ship, Bible said that there was a wild wind, and what happened to them was that when Jesus Christ was sleeping, resting, even in the midst of that wind, in the midst of that storm, the disciples were afraid. And when Jesus Christ was responding to them, he said, "O ye of little faith," why are you afraid? That means faith is in level. There are different kinds of faith. We have no faith. We have little faith. We have strong faith. We have great faith. Little faith. The challenge with little faith is that little faith is better than no faith. But in the midst of storm, little faith will bow. In the midst of storm, little faith will give way to fear. And that is why you and I, we have that responsibility, personal responsibility, not my resident pastor praying for me, reading the word of God for me. Personally, I have that responsibility to ensure that I build my faith such that it moves from the level of little to the level of strong, and perhaps from the level of strong to the level of great faith. And I see that happening to us in this season in the mighty name of Jesus. What then makes faith a mystery? We have quick 5 points. I'm going to rush through them, but I know that the Holy Spirit will minister to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number one, faith draws on the power of God to accomplish the impossible. Faith draws on the power of God to accomplish the impossible. In that Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48 that we read concerning the woman with the issue of blood, we will see that it is our faith that drew from the virtue that is in Christ. It's not just because she touched the hem of the garment. She already received her healing even before she touched. She already received her healing. That's why if you read the book of Matthew, even said it better. The woman said in her heart that if I may but touch the hem. So that means in the realm of the spirit, her healing is already accomplished. And the same thing with Daniel. When Daniel was thrown into the den of lion, because he failed to bow to the royal statue that was erected by the king. Before Daniel landed in that day, God already took over because our faith provoked the hand of God to act. One thing we know with lion is that they don't eat dead animal. Everything must be fresh. As a matter of fact, when I was trying to read about lion, one thing I got to know about lion is that the Google said that when they perceive woman on their foot, one thing that comes up in them is that they see threat. And when you see threat, what do? You defend. You create a wall of defense. But when Daniel landed on her foot inside there, then the lion became his friend. They started having rapport with him. He started having control over them because his faith was well activated to say, this royal statue, I am not going to bow to it. I am going to do the will of God. What other thing make faith a mystery? Faith commits God's integrity to confirm his word. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible says, if we believe not, he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. That is talking about God. God cannot deny himself. And in Titus verse 1 verse 2, he says, in chapter 1 verse 2, he says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. And as a matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18 gives us a clear picture. It says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who had fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. If it was impossible for God to lie, it is impossible for God to lie, and it will forever be impossible for God to lie. And based on that, our faith must be activated. Hallelujah. The third thing about what makes faith a mystery is that faith quenches all the fiery deaths, that of the wicked. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery deaths of the wicked. To be able to stop the devil from molesting our destiny, we need the armory of faith to block the way against the enemy. Our faith must be alive. Our faith must be strong. When faith is in place, God takes his place. When faith is in place, God takes his place. When faith is in place, God takes his place. And faith is what moves God to work in our favor. When our faith is strong, it moves God to work in our favor. I'm very sure in this season that God of heaven will work in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus. We see how God worked in the favor of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3, verse 13 to 21 and 27. They threw them into the fiery furnace because they did not do what they wanted them to do. And God of heaven showed up on their behalf. And God turned what should be a furnace by privilege as an engineer. When they say furnace, temperature of furnace is not in the 20 degrees, it's not in 25. Oh. Furnace is in the 1,000 degrees Celsius. But when they enter, what was supposed to burn them became an air cooler. It became an AC for them because of their faith. That is why I'm very sure, as you put your faith to work in this season, whatever may be a furnace around you, making your life to be uncomfortable, God of heaven will turn them around in the mighty name of Jesus. What makes faith a mystery? Faith engrafts the redeemed into divinity, thereby empowering us to command the impossible. It engrafts us. It ties us to divinity. We begin to operate like God. We begin to command like God. That is what faith does. Hallelujah. And lastly, faith triggers fulfillment of prophecy. Every prophecy, if we want them to come to pass in our lives, we must make sure that we keep our faith alive. As we do that in this prophetic season, I pray that Lord of heaven will cause every prophetic word that has gone ahead of each and every one of us to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have been blessed this evening, let's rise up on our feet and give God thanks. Let's appreciate God for sending his word to us, and let's ask God for grace. Grace for our faith to be alive. Grace to continue to enjoy every mystery that it carries. Let's ask God to give us that grace. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we give you all the praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's put hands together for Jesus.